The Buddha said that the past is already gone and the future is not yet there. There is only one moment when we can feel truly alive, that is the present moment.
佛陀告诉我们说过去已经过去，未来还没有到，生命唯一存在的就是当下这一刻。
The present moment is the only moment where life is available.
只有在当下这一刻呢，我们是拥有生命的。
And our practice of mindful breathing bring our mind back to our body and help us to be established in the present moment.
正念的呼吸可以帮我们把心带回到身体上，帮我们安住在当下此刻。
And that is the first exercise proposed by the Buddha in the Anapanasati Sutra.
这是佛陀在安般守一经教给我们的第一个练习的方法。
The practice is very simple, but the effect is great. It goes like this: breathing in, I'm aware of my in breath. Breathing out, I'm aware of my out breath.
这个练习虽然很简单，但是它是很有效果的。那它的做法就是：吸气的时候，我知道我在吸气；呼气的时候，我知道在呼气。
Usually in our daily life, we might be caught in our sorrow, our regret concerning the past, or our anxiety, or fear, or uncertainty concerning the future.
在平常的生活当中，我们常常是为了过去而感到懊恼，感到悲伤；为了未来又感到忧虑，感到不确定，感到恐惧。
And if our mind is caught either by the past or by the future, we are not really there in the here, in the present moment, in order to live our life properly.
不管我们的心是被困在过去，或者是困在未来，那它就不是活在当下了。
So the practice of mindful breathing and mindful walking help us to get rid of the worries about future, to get rid of the sorrow concerning the past, and come back to the present moment in order to live deeply that moment of our daily life.
所以正念的呼吸可以帮助我们不再被困在过去，不再被未来所牵绊，那我们就能够很深刻地活在当下。
And if we know how to practice breathing in, breathing out, or making a step in mindfulness, we can go back to the here and the now and generate the joy of living.
如果我们可以借由正念的，我们学会了正念的呼吸，或者是正念的行走呢？那这个正念的力量可以帮助我们当下就产生喜悦。When
our mind is back to our body, we are established in the here and the now, and we can get in touch with many wonders of life that are inside of us and around us.
当我们的心可以回到身体。 那我们就回到当下，我们会接触到很多我们身体之内跟我们周遭的许多生命的美好的事物。
And we might discover many conditions of happiness that we already have in the present moment.
那我们会发现，原来我们就已经具足了很多幸福快乐的条件，就在当下这一刻。
Suppose we breathe in and mindfully and become aware of our eyes.
就比方说我们正念的吸气，那我们觉察到自己的眼睛。
And when we come back and become aware of our eyes, we might discover that our eyes are still in good conditions.
所以当我们正念的呼吸的时候，我们会发现，哦，我的眼睛还好好的。
And we need only to open our eyes in order to see, to get in touch with the paradise of forms and colors around us.
所以只要当我们张开眼睛，我们就会接触到这个充满色彩、充满美丽的事物的世界，就像天堂一样。
The blind people, they don't have eyes in good conditions like us, so they cannot enjoy the paradise and of forms and colors.
失明的朋友们呢，那他们就没有办法享受这些充满色彩、充满美好的事物的天堂。
But if their ears are still in good conditions, they can enjoy the paradise of sounds.
如果我们的耳朵还是好好的话，就可以享受到这个充满美妙的声音的，像天堂一样的世界。
Because there is also a paradise of sounds that can be nourishing and healing.
因为也是存在着一个声音的天堂，它有疗愈的效果，它有滋养的作用。
We can listen to the wind through the willow. We can listen to the waves of the ocean. We can listen to the songs of the birds. They all belong to the paradise of sounds.
在这个声音的美妙的世界里面呢，会听到风吹过树林的声音，听到海浪的声音，听到小鸟叫的声音。
So our eyes.Still in good conditions, our ear, still in good conditions, are conditions of our happiness.
所以我们有正常健康的耳朵、眼睛，那这些都是我们快乐的条件。
Our heart is also a condition of happiness because our heart still functions normally.
心脏一颗正常的心脏，它也是我们快乐的条件。
That those of us who do not have a normal heart, they are afraid of a heart attack that can come at any time, and their deepest desire is to have a normal heart like ours.
一个心脏有问题的人，那他就会担心他的心脏会出问题，他会中风，他没有办法像我们一样享受一个正常的心脏。
So when we breathe in mindfully and become aware of our heart. And when we breathe out mindfully to smile to our heart, we come in touch with one of the conditions of happiness that are available inside of us.
所以当我们吸气的时候，觉察我有一颗正常的心脏，呼气的时候，我对我的心脏微笑，我们是发现了自己又具足了一个快乐的条件。
If we have a fit,that are strong enough for us to walk and to jump, to climb, and our two feet are also a condition of happiness.
如果我们的两条腿还好好的，可以跑，可以跳，可以爬山，那又是一个快乐的条件。
So there are thousands of conditions of happiness inside of us, and many thousands of conditions of happiness around us. And if we go home to the here and now,We can recognize them and become happy right away.
所以像这样子，我们很容易就发现，在我们身体里面，还有在外在的世界上，都有这么多让我们幸福快乐的条件。只要我们借由正念的呼吸，我们就会发现这些条件。
Many of us believe that it is not possible to be happy in the present moment.We have to go to the future and get more conditions in order to be truly happy.
我们很多人都不相信我当下就可以快乐起来。我们以为快乐的条件我要到未来去追寻。
We believe that we have to buy a new house or to have a diploma or to have a position in society in order to be happy.
我们以为我们要买一个大房子，我们要有一个好的工作、好的社会名望地位，我们才快乐的起来。
But the Buddha reminds us that if we go home to the present moment, if we go home to the present moment, we will realize that we have more than enough conditions to be happy right here and right now.
但是佛陀教我们说，只要我们回到当下，我们就会发现我们已经具足了比够了还要多的这些快乐的条件。
The Buddha said that it is possible to be happy right in the present moment.
佛陀说要当下就幸福快乐，这是可能的。
You don't need to go to the future in order to seek happiness there.
你不用到未来去找快乐。
And this teaching of the Buddha has been ignored by many Buddhists.
佛陀的这个教法事实上是被很多的佛教徒都忽略掉的。
The teaching is hiện pháp lạc trú, drista dhamma sukha vihara, living happily right in the present moment.
佛陀的这个教法说我们可以幸福的就活在当下，这个叫做宪法乐处。
One day, the lay practitioner Anathapindika, brought many hundreds of his friends to the Jeta Park in order to listen to the Buddha's teaching.
在佛陀时代，有一天，几孤独长者，他这位大长者呢，他带着他的几百位的富有的生意人朋友们到几孤独园来看望佛陀。
Anathapindika was a banker. Is a very wealthy businessman, and the friends, the many hundreds of friends that came with him that day, were also businessmen.
几孤独长者呢？他是一位很富有的商人，像我们现在的银行家一样。他带的许多朋友们也是很富有的生意人。
That morning, the Buddha gave them the teaching that that is called. Living happily in the present moment.
那天呢，佛陀给这些大长者、生意人的教导，就是这个快乐的活在当下的教导。
The Buddha knew that businessmen they are so busy, they think a little bit too much about the success in the future. They do not have the time to take care of themselves.And take care of their family in the present moment.
佛陀知道呢，这些生意人他们太关心未来，他们以为未来的成功可以带给他们快乐，他们没有就忽略了当下，忽略了怎么照顾自己的当下。
The Buddha said, "Gentlemen, if you know how to practice taking refuge in the three jewels and practicing the five precepts, you can be happy."Right here and right now, you don't have to run into the future to seek for happiness.
佛陀就告诉他们说，亲爱的朋友们，如果你们知道怎么样修习三皈依、皈依佛法僧、修习五戒的话，你当下就可以快乐起来。
In that discourse given to the businessman, the Buddha used five times the expression "Drista Dhamma Sukha Vihara."Living happily, right in the here and the now.
佛陀在这一次的那个教导中呢，他一共讲了五次宪法乐处，就是快乐的活在当下。
And that sutra is available to us now in Pali as well as in Chinese.
这部经典呢，到现在还是留存着，汉译的也有，巴利文的也有。
The fifth exercise proposed by the Buddha in the Sutra of mindful breathing is this: breathing in, I'm aware of the joy in me.
安般守一经里面佛陀教的第五个练习是吸气，我知道我内在的喜悦。
The sixth exercise is breathing in, I'm aware of the feeling of happiness in me.
第六个练习是吸气，我知道我里面的安乐幸福的觉受。
And these two exercises are for us to generate a feeling of joy, a feeling of happiness whenever we want.
那这两个练习呢，是佛陀教导我们，就是只要我们想要的时候，当下我们就能够产生出喜悦、安乐或者快乐的觉受。
When you breathe in mindfully, we go home to the present moment, and we touch the many conditions of happiness that are available already to us in that moment. Joy and happiness can come right away.
当我们吸气的时候，我们觉察到我们内在的喜悦，我们觉察到我们当下就具足了很多的快乐的条件的话呢，那我们当下就可以喜悦起来，快乐起来。
Suppose we practice the exercise of breathing in, I feel alive. Breathing out, I smile to life.
或者我们修正念呼吸的时候，我们说吸气呼气，我觉得我活着，然后我就可以对我的活着这件事情微笑。
Many people are alive, but they do not know that they are alive.
很多人他活着，但是他其实没有感觉到，他不知道他是活着的。
And the French writer Albert Camus described these people as people who live and dead people.
法国文学家卡缪他在文学里面他形容说，这样子的人，他不知道自己活着的人，他就好像死了一样。
He described these people as living in forgetfulness, and they carry their body and go around, and they do not know that they are alive.
那他形容说，这些人呢，他们虽然活着，但是他们因为活在思念当中，所以他们走来走去像行尸走肉一样。
For these people, practicing breathing in mindfully can resuscitate life, make them alive again.
对这些人来说，如果他们能够练习这个正念的呼吸的话，他们可以复活起来。
So, resurrection is possible with one in-breath that can last, that lasts only 2 or 3 seconds.
所以复活，生命的复苏，只要我们用一两次的正念的呼吸，它就办得到。
In Christianity, they celebrate resurrection of Jesus Christ.
在基督教里面呢，他们庆贺基督的复活。
In Buddhism, every in-breath taken in mindfulness is an act of resurrection. We become alive again because we bring our mind back to our body and establish ourselves in the present moment.
那在佛教的修行当中呢，在这个正念的呼吸这个练习当中，我们每一次的呼吸就可以让生命复苏，就好像基督宗教说的这个复活一样，让我们回到当下。
So with mindful breathing, we are alive in every moment of our daily life.
所以有了这个正念的呼吸呢，生命的人生当中的每一天每一个时刻，我们都可以重新复苏起来。
It's like a electric lamp turn on. There's a lot of light.
就好像我们电灯的开关一样，你只要按一下就有光明了。
And if we are not mindful, it's like the light is out. There's no life.
那如果我们处在思念当中呢，就好像关灯一样，就没有活力，没有生命了。
Walking meditation, the practice of mindful walking, is also a very pleasant, wonderful practice in order to bring us home, to the present moment.
正念的行走或者是行禅呢，也是一个很愉快的方式，让我们可以回到当下。
Every step taken mindfully bring you back to the here and the now.
每一步正念的步伐呢，都可以把我们带回到当下此刻。
Every step help you to touch all the wonders of life that are there, healing and transforming and nourishing.
每一步都可以把我们带回到当下，得到生命的滋养、疗愈的作用。
And that is the way the Buddha walked, and the way he wanted his monks and nuns to walk.
这种方式呢，就是佛陀他自己行走的方式，也是他希望他的弟子们、出家众、在家中的弟子们行走的方式。
Every morning, the Buddha practiced walking with his monks to go to the village for the alms round, and that's the way they walk, mindful of every step.
每一天，这佛陀的时代，他带着他的僧众、出家弟子们一起走去乞食的时候，他们就是用这种正念的方式走路。
Every step help you to release the past, to release the future, to release the tension in your body.
这样子走的每一步呢，都帮我们放下过去，放下未来，释放掉所有的压力。
And, Walking like that, peace, joy, nourishment, healing become possible.
这样子走出去的每一步呢，都会带来平静、喜悦、疗愈跟滋养的作用。
All of us should learn how to walk like a Buddha in order to release the tension, the pain, in order to heal ourselves.
我们每一个人呢，作为一个佛弟子，我们都应该学习这样子的走路的方式，来释放我们的紧张，减轻我们的疼痛。
From your office to the parking lot, you may like to apply the techniques of mindful walking, so that with every step you can release the tension, reduce the pain in your body, and get in touch with the wonders of life inside of you and around you.
像是我们走去停车场的时候呢，我们就可以用这样的方式行走，来释放掉所有的压力，减轻疼痛，让我们碰触到生命，在我们自己里面跟在周遭的许多生命的美好奇迹。
In our practice centers, every day we have a collective walking meditation. Everyone join the walking for 1 hour.
在我们在欧洲的道场呢，我们的僧团是每天我们都有一个小时这样子，大家一起正念的行禅的时候。
And friends who come from many countries to our practice centers, they join us every morning for walking meditation and enjoy releasing tension and get in touch with the wonders of life.
在梅村呢，有世界各地来一起禅修的朋友，他们每天早上都跟我们一样这样子走，然后帮助他们释放掉身体的压力、疼痛，接触到生命的美好奇迹。
That does not mean that besides that session of collective walking, we don't practice mindful walking.Every time we need to go from one place to another place, no matter how short distance is, we always try to apply the techniques of mindful walking.
但是不是只有在大众一起行禅的时候才这样的练习，是在日常生活当中，只要我们走路，即使是在短的距离，我们都可以这样子用正念的来行走。
If you visit us in our practice centers, you be invited to walk like us. And if you walk like that for a week, the tension in your body will be released a lot.
如果你到我们梅村的道场来呢，我们也会请你这样子跟我们一起走。那只要一个礼拜呢，你就会发现你的那些紧张、疼痛就已经好很多了。
In the last 40 years, we have been offering retreats of mindfulness a little bit everywhere in Europe, in America, and many, many thousands of people have come and learned the practice of mindful breathing and mindful walking.
过去40年来呢，我们在欧美各地都常常举办这样子的禅修。那成千上万的人，他们跟我们一起修行这样的正念的呼吸、正念的行走。
And they all found out that the practice is very pleasant. It's very pleasant to breathe mindfully and to walk mindfully. You don't have to suffer during your practice.
那这些朋友们，他们都发现这样子的正念行走、正念的行禅。是很愉悦的，修行并不需要受苦，并不需要费力。
In this moment, I'm sitting here relaxingly, and breathing in and breathing out happily. I don't have to suffer.
这一刻，像我现在坐在这里，正念的呼吸，安静的坐在这里，我并不需要受苦，并不需要费力。
And many of our friends after a period of practice in our center, they go home and continue the practice of sitting, of walking, of breathing, and change their life.
很多朋友们，他们离开我们的道场之后呢，他们回到家里，他们继续的练习正念的行走，或者是正念安静的坐着，或者是正念的呼吸，他们就大为改善了他们的人生。
And in order to continue the practice for a long time, when they go home to their city, they try to set up a group of practitioners that meet every week to sit together, to walk together, to eat together in mindfulness.
为了要让他们的修行可以继续下去，他们就找一些志同道合的朋友，他们就自己建立僧团，他们每个礼拜见面，他们一起静坐，一起行禅，一起正念的吃东西。
And they have set up many hundreds of groups like that in each country to continue the practice.
在很多国家，他们建立的总共有可能有几百个这样的修行的僧团，帮助他们的修行。
We have offered mindfulness retreats for different kinds of people, including psychotherapists and police officers.
我们。组织的禅修活动呢，我们提供了各种不同的不同提供给各种不同的人，有的他们是心理咨商师，有的可能是政治人物，可能是官员、行政人员等等。
Usually, police officers are very tense, and but they have learned it well, and there are.Police officers in America now know how to practice walking relaxingly in order to suffer less.
很多是警察，他们来参加我们组为他们办的禅修。那做警察的，他们常常是很紧张的，压力很大。那但是经过这样的修行呢，他们也能够很愉悦、很自在的行走。
We have also offered a retreat for members of Congress in Washington, D.C. And now there are congressmen and senators on Capitol Hill still practice walking meditation from their office to the place where they have to cast the vote.
那我们在华盛，在美国华盛顿呢，也给他们国会议员去办正念的禅修。那所以他们也学到了怎么样从他们的办公室到他们要去议会去投票的时候，还能够保持正念。
And one congressman wrote us that he can survive his hectic life thanks to the practice of walking meditation.In Capitol Hill.
所以呢，在国会山庄呢，有一个国会的议员，他写信给我说，幸亏他学习这个正念的禅修，现在他能够，虽然他生活过得这么忙碌，但是他可以好好活着。
And in October this month, we are going to offer a congressman a second retreat of mindfulness.
今年十月呢，我们会再去到国会山庄给他们再一次的正念的禅修。
Dear friends, the teaching of the Buddha can help us reduce the suffering, transform the suffering, and live more happily in our daily life.
亲爱的朋友，佛陀教导我们是正念的修行呢，能够帮助我们能够帮助我们解除掉生活上的苦，帮助我们免除掉这些苦受，能够快乐地活在当下。
We should try to reorganize our life so that we were not too busy in order to live to enjoy living in the present moment.
所以我们应该要重新好好的安排自己的生活，让我们能够好好的活在当下，享受当下的生命。
We should arrange so that we have more time to take care of ourselves and more time to take care of the people we love.
我们应该要重新安排我们的人生，让我们更能够照顾自己，也更能够照顾我们周遭的人。
We should have the time to listen and understand our own suffering.
我们应该要有时间去倾听，去了解我们自己里面的苦受。
Understanding suffering is the second noble truth.
了解痛苦，这是佛法中四圣谛的第二项。
And when we understand our suffering, we suffer less. We are lighter.
当我们能够了解到我们的痛苦呢，我们就能够感觉比较轻松，比较不那么苦了。
We will have enough mindfulness and compassion to look at the other person.
我们也会有比较多的正念跟慈悲来对待别的人。
And we'll be able to see that the other person has a lot of suffering in him or in her.
我们会有能力看到别人身上他也受很多的苦。
We'll be able to see that that person has a lot of suffering in him or in her, but because he does not know how to listen and handle his suffering, he continues to suffer and he makes people around himIncluding the people he loves, suffer.
那我们会看到别人呢，因为他不了解他自己在受苦，他不了解他自己的痛苦，所以他就继续在受苦，而且他也会让他的周遭的人，会使得他们周遭的人痛苦。
Very often, we have got angry at him or her because that person has made us suffer.
常常呢，我们会对别人生气，因为我们觉得别人让我们受苦。
And there were times when we wanted to punish him, punish her, make him or her suffer because she has make us suffer.
当我们觉得别人使我们受苦的时候，我们就会想要惩罚他，想要让他也受苦。
But if we can look with the eyes of the Buddha and see that that person.He is a victim of his own suffering. He does not know how to handle the suffering inside. That is why he continues to suffer, and he makes the people around him suffer, including us.
如果我们用佛陀的眼睛去看呢，我们就会发现是这个人他不了解他自己在受苦，所以他让他自己苦，他也让我们苦。
And if we can see like that, we are not angry at him or her anymore. Instead, we have the willingness to help him or her.
如果我们能够这样子看待事情，我们能够这样子了解的话，我们就会有那个慈悲，想要去帮助他解除他的苦。
When you have that desire in you to help him or her suffer less, you have already transformed your anger into compassion.
如果你能够生出这样子的意愿，要去帮助他解除他的苦的话，那你就已经把你自己的愤怒转化成为慈悲了。
And when compassion is in your heart, you can talk to him or to her kindly.
当你心里面起了这种慈悲的话，你可以好好的带着慈悲友善去跟他讲话。
You can say, "My dear, I know that in the past many years you have suffered a lot."
你可以告诉他说啊，亲爱的。我知道在过去这么多年你受了很多苦。
I was not able to help you to suffer less.
过去呢，我没有办法帮你去让你少受苦。
In fact, I have reacted angrily at you and made the situation worse.
事实上呢，我还因为我的生气的举动，我还使你受更多的苦。
My dear, it's not my intention to make you suffer.
亲爱的，我不是有意要伤害你，让你受苦。
That is because I made you suffer because I have not seen the suffering that you have to undergo.
我会让你受苦，是因为我没有看到，我看不出来你所受的苦。
I need your help. Please tell me what is in your heart. Please tell me of your suffering, your difficulties, so that I will understand.So that I will not react it like before.
所以，亲爱的，请你告诉我你在受什么样的苦，你心里面是怎么样的辛苦，让我能够了解，让我能够来帮助你。
When you have understanding and compassion in your heart, you can talk kindly like that.
当你有了解、有慈悲的时候，你就能够像这样子很慈爱的、很友善的跟他讲话。
And that is the practice the Buddha described as right speech, loving speech.
这样子的练习就是佛陀教的所谓八正道的正语或者是爱语。
And that is one of the eight elements of the Noble Path.
那这个就是佛陀所教的八正道里面其中一项。
To see his suffering is a right view, and to speak nicely to him is right speech.
去看到对方在受苦，他怎么在受苦，这个是正见；能够用慈爱、关怀、友善的语言去说话，这个是正。
And when he hear you.Speaking with that kind of loving speech, he will open his eyes and he will tell you about his suffering and difficulties.
当他听到你，当他听到你用，当他听到你用这种爱语的方式跟他说话的话呢，他会睁开他的眼睛，他会告诉你他的情况。
And now you have a chance to practice the practice of Avalokita, deep listening, compassionate listening.
所以，那到这个时候呢，你就有机会去修行，像观世音菩萨一样那样的慈悲的聆听。
Maybe in the past, no one has been able to listen to him.With compassion.
也许过去从来没有人曾经用这样子慈悲聆听的方式对待他。
And you may be the first person who can listen to him or to her with compassion.
你也许会是那第一个人用这种慈悲的方式去听他。
And listen like that 1 hour can help him or her to suffer much less.
只要你能够花一个小时的时间去这样子慈悲的聆听的话，他的苦会大大的减少。
And that is the kind of practice the Bodhisattva Avalokita does, compassionate listening.
那这个就是观世音菩萨的修行的方式。
But we have to train ourselves a few days before we can do it properly.
但是呢，在我们真的去做之前呢，我们需要有几天的练习的时间才做得到。
We have to practice what is called mindfulness of compassion.
我们需要练习这个叫做正念的慈悲，正念与慈悲。
So during the whole time of listening, you have to breathe in and out mindfully, and to remember always that there is a lot of suffering in that person. We should allow him or her to speak out in order to.Suffer less.
所以当我们在聆听的整个过程当中呢，我们要正念的吸气呼气，提醒自己他所受的苦，我们要让他能够把他的苦都倾诉出来。
That person while speaking might express a lot of anger, bitterness.
他在表达的时候，他可能会表达出很多的愤怒，很多的委屈，或者是刻薄的语言。
And what he say may be full of wrong perceptions.
而且他说的话可能充满了错误的认知，充满了误解。
And if you are not equipped with compassion, what he say will touch off irritation and anger in you, and that will not allow you to continue.Listening.
如果你自己没有具备这个正念慈悲的这个工具的话呢，你可能会让他的那些愤怒来激怒你，让你没有耐心继续听他说下去。
That is why during the whole time of listening, you have to follow your in breath and out breath, and you remind yourself that listening like this, you have only one purpose: to help him or her.To empty his heart so that he can get a relief.
所以当这样子我们在聆听的时候呢，我们要回到自己的呼吸上，一直在提醒自己，我们聆听的用意是要让他能够把他里面的苦通通倒出来，让他的心可以把它清干净。我们要不停地提醒自己这一点。
He's telling you many wrong things.But you are not going to interrupt him or her because you know if you did, and then you will transform the session of listening into a debate and not a session of compassionate listening anymore.
所以我们在聆听的时候呢，我们要不要去打断他？我们唯一的目的就是要让他把他的苦受讲出来。我们不要把一个慈悲的聆听把它变成一个像在争论一样。
You have to remind yourself, his speech is full of wrong perceptions, but I will have time later on. 3 days from now, I will have a chance to offer him some information so that he will correct his wrong perceptions, but not now.
我们要提醒自己说，即使他在说的时候，他说了很多错的事情，他说了很多充满误解的话，但是我现在不要急着去纠正他。我会有接下来可能几天之后，我会有很多的机会去提供给他正确的讯息，但是不急着现在说。
And if you can remember that, if you can practice that mindfulness, your compassion is still intact, and you can listen for 1 hour or more.
如果你有这种正念的觉知的话，你可以保持你的慈悲心的完整。你可以继续听他一个小时都没有问题。
I have known many French people, German people, English people, American people who use their telephone and practice loving speech to their father at home during a retreat. And they have been able to reconcile with the father in less than 1 hour.
我认识许多欧洲的朋友，英国、法国、德国、美国人，他们因为正念的修习呢，所以他们在日常生活他们能够就用手机就打电话给他们的家人父亲，用爱语的方式，用聆听的方式，跟他们的父亲重新达成和解，重新能够沟通。
Usually on the fifth day of a retreat, people are asked to put into the practice what they have learned about deep listening and loving speech in order to reconcile with the person they are having difficulties with.
通常在我们举办的禅修当中呢，到第五天的时候呢，我们会他们会被要求，他们要把这种正念的修行用出来。那他们要用他们学到的慈悲的聆听跟爱语，去跟他们生活当中有问题的人重新和解，重新恢复沟通。
And if the other person is not in the retreat, they are authorized to use their telephone.
那在禅修当中通常是不能讲电话的，但是如果他们需要重新去和解的人不在禅修当中呢，他们可以用打电话的方式去跟他们联络。
And they have until midnight that day in order to practice.
在那天当中呢，他们被容许到那天晚上的十二点之前，他们可以用电话去做这个功课。
We have a witness miracles.Of reconciliation in every retreat.
我们在每一个禅修当中都见证到这样子的和解的奇迹。
And most of the people who came to our retreat in Europe and America, they are not Buddhists. They came from a Jewish background or a Christian background.
那在欧洲呢，多半的来参加禅修的人，他们都不是佛教徒，他们可能是基督宗教的背景或者是犹太教的背景。
And that is why I'm convinced that as a Buddhist, we can easily succeed in this practice of loving speech and deep listening in order to reconcile with our father, with our mother, with our son, our daughter, brother and sister.
因为他们都不是佛教徒，都能够做到，所以我很有信心，佛教徒呢更能够没有困难的做到这一点，能够重新跟他们的父母亲、子女或者是兄弟姐妹，借由这样的慈悲的聆听跟爱语，重新达成和解。
Dear friends, tomorrow we shall have a day of mindfulness, practicing together, walking, sitting, listening to the Dhamma talk.And we hope that you come back tomorrow to continue our practice today.
各位亲爱的朋友，明天我们有一日禅，或者叫正念日，那我们可以在一起修行正念的呼吸、正念的静坐、正念的行走、停开式等等。希望各位明天都来参加。
Thank you.
谢谢各位。